welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed, indeed only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is a story from our Holy Scriptures. Thanks be to God.
Oh, the good old Protestant work ethic. This story about Martha and Mary have tied people up for centuries, I think. How dare Jesus take Martha to task? She's showing hospitality. She's working hard to care for people. She is being responsible when she has company. Well, Mary seems to be shirking her responsibilities. And how can that be right? It wouldn't be right if Jesus was taking Martha to task for working hard or for caring for people, but that's not what he's saying. I'm sure when he comes along and visits his friends, he appreciates a good home-cooked meal and a clean house and somebody who looks after him and his disciples. What Jesus is challenging Martha on is her attitude. Her attitude toward Mary, her anger, her bitterness, her envy. Which, if you have the little sheets that you picked up today, you've already seen as our theme for today, giving up envy. Does everybody have a sheet? Anybody need one? Put up your hand. Oh, we need somebody there, David, on Sundays, giving them out. Put up your hand if you need one. Almost everybody. They have little, they tell you what the theme is for the day, and they have places for notes. Keep your hand up. We'll get you one. Over there, David. The other side. Everybody over here get one? Keep your hand if you need one. There will, just as a reminder, there will be one of these each week during Lent, so pick one up on your way in to the service, even if you're not picking up a hymn book or anything. Okay, so our theme for today is giving up envy. What's the difference between jealousy and envy? Anybody know? We sometimes use them interchangeably, but they're not. What is jealousy? Okay, Marty, when you're afraid you are, when you're possessive about something, when you're afraid you're going to lose something that you already have. So what's envy? Wanting something you don't have. Yes. People. So when I said today, what's jealousy? Somebody said, "I'm jealous of your voice." I said, "That's envy." And they like looked at me. Yes, jealousy occurs when someone or something that we already have a relationship with, usually a special relationship with, is threatened by someone or something else. That's jealousy. We're jealous for what we have already. It's a reaction to a perceived threat of losing something you already possess. And it can be often identified by resentment, suspicion, protectiveness, and ownership that you feel. It happens often in unhealthy relationships, and I had a good conversation today with somebody about that, and can be extremely disruptive, even abusive. It is the basis often of abusive relationships where one partner gaslights or isolates the other to keep them to themselves. That's jealousy. Envy occurs when we lack a desired attribute or a possession or status that is enjoyed by another person. We look at somebody and say, they have something I want, and we're envious of that. It involves a mix of admiration or desire and discontent with our own stuff, and therefore we envy what other people have. And this leads, in fact, to unhealthy competition, to bitterness, resentment, and it can also have an element of, I'm envious of this person, I don't want them to have it either. That element of, I'm jealous, I'm envious of somebody else, I don't want them to have it, might be a sibling or somebody really close to you. And it gets in the way of healthy relationships, which is really what Jesus is seeing in Martha. Martha sees Mary with Jesus, apparently enjoying herself, listening to Jesus, and Martha gets really resentful and angry about what Mary has. She handles it poorly. Instead of saying, Mary, things are busy right now, I appreciate that you love to spend time with Jesus, but I need help, could you come and help me? And instead of doing that, she lays into Jesus. And then he calls her not on her behavior, he doesn't mind what she's doing, he calls her on her heart. What's going on in her heart. That emotional experience of envy settles deep in the heart, and it's a hard one to root out. And it usually comes from that perceived sense of unfairness or inequality. And it's triggered by us unfavorably comparing ourselves to others, often thinking that we're inferior or that we have is inferior. And this leads to this sense of failure, or resentment, discouragement, and sometimes we withdraw. We're just really envious. And as in the story of Martha and Mary, it's often seen in very close relationships, in families, or close friendships. And it can be debilitating for some people. They're so envious of what other people have. Perhaps not on the surface, but it simmers deep down within us to the point where we may not realize that we're even treating or why we're treating others poorly, but is often because of our sense of inadequacy and bitterness in our lives. You see a bitter person, often it's because they hate what everybody else has. They're bitter, jealous, envious. I have seen this happen time and time again. People will come to me with an issue that's bothering them, and they will talk about other people, and often it comes down to envy, whether they realize it or not. Simply put, they want something that they don't have, and they see other people as having. And they're resentful, angry. Just think about it for a moment. Envy is something you perceive that you are lacking, that somebody else has. That gets under the skin. I see it in siblings and children and couples and friends. Someone has a better relationship with their partner. Or somebody has, they think their children are doing better than theirs. Or have a better relationship with their children. Someone has a better job or a bigger house. Someone has a better partner, a more caring partner. Someone has more money or takes better vacations or goes to a warm climate for the winter, or they have better health, or they have it better than I do. It's not fair. And if we're honest with ourselves, we have all experienced envy, either in the past or right now. And it is soul-sucking. This is what Jesus is talking about. Martha, he says, relax, calm down. You're too anxious, you're too worried and distracted. And I'm going to say this, that is poor pastoral care on Jesus' part. Jesus is not practicing good pastoral care in this case. You don't say to somebody who is feeling these things, relax, calm down. Don't be so angry. You don't do it. Not a good way to calm down a frustrated, angry person. However, what is being conveyed is that Mary is at peace with herself and what she is doing. This state that cannot be taken away, Jesus says. Mary is grounded and at ease, comfortable in her own skin, and Mary and Martha is not. Mary's not feeling any compulsion or to be or do anything but what is needed for her in this very moment. And not to say that hospitality and care for others is not needed. It is. Martha is doing important and valuable work. What Martha is offering is good and beautiful and worthy. That's not what Jesus is talking about. What Jesus is talking about is the state of heart and mind that Martha has. Not what they're doing. If both Mary and Martha were content in their choices, everything's good. If Martha loves hospitality, loves caring for people, and feels joy in doing that, all would be well. But it wasn't. Martha is angry and resentful toward Mary. Martha doesn't want Mary to be doing what she's doing, to have what she has. And Martha blows up, not at Mary, but at Jesus. You can usually identify envy by your resentment toward another. That's a feature of envy. Often we won't admit our feeling, what we're feeling, our envy, to the one we're envious of us because it seems petty or small. And we're often ashamed of feeling that way. However, we express them in other ways, often toward the other, in little ways. Small cuts that damage the relationship. We may not even be aware of what we're doing, what we're feeling. It's so hidden even from ourselves, this sense of envy. So what are we going to do about it? What do we do about envy? First, I'm going to say, get in touch with it. Admit it. Admit what you're feeling towards another person. Is there somebody in your life that you resent for what they have, who has something you want? Always, as I'm writing a sermon, I have to explore my own heart. And I thought I didn't harbor a lot of envy, but I do. I have some envy towards a few people. Not a lot, but in a few areas. And I suspect most of us do. Let's just be honest about it, at least to ourselves, and realize that it may get in the way of some of our relationships. Or, I had this discussion at DeWinton, there may be somebody who's envious of us, and we're aware of that. And that can get in the way of a relationship. It can even make people avoid other people. There are a few good practices that can help us with this problem of envy. The first one is gratitude. Gratitude is an antidote to a lot of life's vicissitudes. When we are quite aware of and recognize all that we do have and are truly grateful for the blessings we have, can begin to let go of our comparisons with others. We don't need to compare ourselves with others, knowing that we have everything that we need. We have enough. We don't need more. So just be grateful for what we have. Secondly, I want to make this point. We are enough. We are enough. You are beautiful, loved, and enough. Nobody is asking you to be more than you already are. If they are, that's their problem. You're enough. You're a child of God and as valued as any other person on earth. And we often don't get this. Just being here on earth makes us worthy of being here. Just being here makes us worthy. Don't let anyone say that you are less than anybody else because you're not. People are always going to have more or less of something. You have more or less than somebody else. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we're here and we matter. We're enough. So we don't need to compare ourselves to anybody else and what they have. It's not healthy. Another good practice for us is simplicity. Mary is practicing simplicity, simply sitting and being comfortable just listening to Jesus. She didn't feel the need to do more. She didn't feel the need to jump up and help Martha. Martha was worried and distracted and angry by so much that she wasn't enjoying what she was doing. She wasn't simply immersing herself in hospitality, which was incredibly worthy, by the way. She just wasn't happy doing it. She envied what Mary had. People who love hosting and cooking and caring for others, when they're in a good place, offer so much to the world. So what she was doing was good. It's what she was harboring in her heart that was the problem. And she was resentful. Seek simple things in life, focusing on the truly great things, a life of love and joy and contentment in the small and simple pleasures of life. We envy people for their qualities or their stuff or their relationships or their status. And when we really think about it, we're often envious of things we don't even need. What we really need, we probably already have or have access to in some way. Don't think about what other people have and say, I want it. Think about what you have and say, I have everything I need. I'm good. When our hearts are free from envy, it allows us to appreciate everything we have, our relationships, and actually celebrate with others what they have without wanting it. Let's celebrate the good in other people's lives without any comparison. This Lent, I hope we can give up envy. Stop comparing ourselves to others and what they have. And appreciate what we have without longing for anything else. If we truly want peace, as Mary did, it will entail giving up any kind of envy. So may it be so. Let's take a moment for reflection.